Next up is Nick Soma.
So I'm bleeding all over your table and floor, but to get your attention has never been harder before. I warn you all to prepare. I warn you all to be scared. Let me touch you once more.
This was, I thought, by far the best use of dynamics in this whole round for anybody. It startled me. This song startled me and shook me. And otherwise, I think the song is okay, but the song is like a theme park ride, you know, in the best way imaginable. You know, you're listening and that guitar part comes in and it's not out of place in the song, but you're like, holy shit, what the hell was that? You know? Like, and it's like every goddamn time that I've listened to it too. And again, the rest of the song is good enough, you know, but how often do songs shake you, you know? So that's why I'm going to rate this song unusually high. The rest of the song is good. The lyrics are good. The performance is great. But the choices that he made for the dynamics are fantastic.
Really creative. And that's what I was hoping someone would do, is something really creative with the challenge. So props to Nick for getting that right. Like, there's a synth swell, too, like, that I think happens before the guitar swell. And then there's, like, a little ding of a glockenspiel after it, which is totally cool.
Yeah, the synth swell is also, you know, I thought it was good, but it might be a little, but then the guitar comes, and you're like, holy, and it starts in a great place, and then it ends a little short, and it's not wrong. I don't know. It's so hard to explain, but of course, everybody's listening to it anyway, but it impressed the hell out of me.
Me too. And I think, like, that synth swell, you're like, you get it. It's like, okay, Nick Soma, you gave me a little bit of dynamics. I'm ready for that. I'm cool with that. And then the guitar swell comes and you're like, holy cow, I'm not ready for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really appreciated that. I think the bridge of the song is my favorite part musically. It's got some good melodies and music that I liked. It's pretty hard for me to sort of get with the music thematically through the first, like, three listens or so that I've heard it. I think there's a lot more going on than I'm really hearing. I mean, I read the lyrics, and I know it's about someone with borderline personality disorder, and the shocking thing is how they, you know, they have to shock people to get them to sort of feel the same things that they're feeling, and how difficult it is for the people who live and love them. And so, yeah, there's a lot going on as usual. This is a pretty deep song from Nick. I just wish more of it was on the surface for me to get. I think I'm going to have to listen to it more to appreciate those parts. But I think there's more there to get.